Shabbat Shalom. Put this down here. Have you noticed that we're feeling a little edgy right now? We're tense, prickly, and irritable, as if walking with elbows out wherever we're going. Crime rates are rising in the city. We may find ourselves, for example, a little wary when we're entering the subway. We may be feeling a bit distrustful of those around us. And we may find ourselves, once again, worried about catching COVID. And we might be feeling deeply troubled by the continued deep ruptures in our country. And in many areas of our society, we are growing more distant from one another, as if each person is out for themselves. But this completely violates the central Jewish concept of Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha, that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. So what does this mean? A Jewish folktale explains it well. A soul arrived at the afterlife, at the throne of judgment. The soul was evenly balanced between goodness and sin. It wasn't completely worthy of going to heaven, yet it wasn't guilty enough to be sent to Gehenna, an early Jewish concept of hell. So the angels in charge decided that this soul would visit both heaven and Gehenna, and then choose which one it wanted to go to. The angel took the soul on a tour of the options. First, they went to Gehenna. It appeared as a beautiful, opulent mansion, each room more splendid than the next. In one particular room, they found people sitting at a giant banquet table, laden with every delicacy one could think of. But the soul noticed something strange. The people were not eating. Moreover, they looked emaciated and miserable. The soul looked closer and discerned why this was so. The people sitting around the table were unable to bend their elbows. So while they could reach out to grab the food, there was no way to get it into their mouths. Everything they desired was right before them, and yet completely inaccessible. Then the angel took the soul to heaven. The setting was exactly the same. The same opulent mansion, the same banquet hall, and the same affliction of the elbow. And yet the people in heaven were sitting around the table, rosy with nourishment and contentment. How was this possible? The soul looked with amazement to see each person at the table turning to their neighbor and feeding them. The same world, the same place, can be either heaven or Gehenna, depending on the way that we treat one another. We find ourselves in a moment in society in which there doesn't seem to be a great deal of attention paid to how we care for one another. We have lost a sense of belonging and trust. In the Torah, when we see people filled with distrust, we see a rise in aggression. The Israelites waited at the bottom of Mount Sinai for Moses for 40 days and nights, and with each passing day, they lost faith, and they lost faith and trust in Moses to come back and in God to watch over them. And out of this mistrust, in a moment fueled by fear and aggression, what did they do but create the golden calf, a false, impotent idol? We too find ways to compensate when we have lost trust in others to meet our needs. A recent New York Times story featured a man who had a history of being bullied, severely bullied, by his colleagues. He was very isolated and no longer trusted those around him. And so he became fixated on a holographic character. And he found a way to legally marry this character. He is one of thousands of people who engage in these relationships built on fantasy. As a rabbi, I see this not as just a crazy, isolated story, but rather as a symptom of profound isolation and disconnection. When we can't trust each other, when we don't feel safe being our vulnerable selves in relationships, we need to find ways to meet our needs for connection, even when these are distorted and don't really serve us well. This is why the Jewish value of community is so important. As Jews, our interactions with each other come first. It's not just a nice thing to go and visit the sick or to be with someone who is in mourning. It is an obligation. It's part of who we are. It's part of what we do. Jewish sages teach that actively caring for one another is perhaps the most important function that we have as human beings. We read that hospitality is greater than even welcoming the divine presence. Why is this? Why are we placing another human being, a stranger even, above God? Because one is closely related to the other. Caring for one another brings healing, goodness, wholeness, and even holiness into the world. This is how we see faith in action. We trust that people will be there for us, even when we show the vulnerable sides of ourselves. How do we know this? Because we will be there for them. Because we are committed to each other as a part of the Jewish community. We are connected in a circle of faith, trust, and ultimately love. Because when we read Ve'ahavta re'echa kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, love is understood as a way of acting, not feeling. Love is showing up for one another. Love is giving someone else the first pick. Love is waking up early on a Saturday morning to volunteer at our emergency feeding program. Love is sitting beside someone who doesn't want to be alone. Love is all of these acts and so many more things. In the words of the late Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, love, like faith, is the redemption of solitude, the slender bridge joining soul to soul, inspiring us to deeds of selflessness and sacrifice. May we find each other once again. May we have enough faith to come back together with acceptance and compassion and a sense of each of us belonging. Shabbat Shalom.